1027 Breakfast.
Reverend Shona is here. She's here every single week on a Thursday morning. She comes to give us some words of wisdom and maybe, you know, settle us down again as we approach another 7 days. Good morning. How are you, Shona?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Excellent, thank you. Welcome into Hot House.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, I think you and Simon actually need to hear this with the way you rip each other off.
Yes.
There's a song Elton John sings, and I think Bunny could probably give us a line. Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Yeah. It's sad, so sad. Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Okay. Yes. Any chance to sing? Any chance?
I don't know. Hand me the mic.
At all, but she sings beautifully.
Thank you, Shona.
So I wonder, Simon, is that true for you?
Me? What? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Yes. Listen, I actually don't have a problem saying sorry. I can say sorry, no problem at all. Because, you know what, I'd like to get the argument over and done with. And I'm fine with it. However, my wife, when we first met, she said to me, I remember this, I distinctly remember it, at Peter's Pancake, which is where I took her on her first date.
Oh, wow.
Don't look at me like that, Hill.
Okay.
She said, I don't say sorry. And I said, why? Because I'm never wrong. And I still remind her of that. And she says, oh, stop it. Because, of course, she's now learned to say sorry.
I'm pleased you learned to say sorry. I think all of us do eventually learn to say sorry.
Yes.
But some people don't apologize at all because they see that as a sign of weakness. Some people apologize even when they're not wrong. Mm. And I think that might be you, Parky, because you'd rather have the peace in the house than be right.
Well, just exactly. You know, happy wife, happy life.
For me, it's absolutely essential that we learn to say sorry. And I think we should teach our children. Simon can start teaching his baby now.
No, well, it's not going to come from her mom, that's for sure.
We got something in common there, right?
No, Karen and Meg on the same WhatsApp group.
A sincere apology doesn't just help restore the relationship. It's actually good for the one receiving the apology and the one giving it, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Just uttering those words, I'm sorry.
Hmm.
And from my experience, it only takes about 3 seconds of courage and slight discomfort, and it can change your life. I matured a bit from when I was a child. As a child, I didn't apologize much, and probably because my parents were brought us up to be perfectionists. If you said sorry, then you were wrong. But I find it much easier now to say sorry, and I've experienced the benefits for myself. Life gives us a few knocks along the way, and I think we learn to accept that all of us have a flaw or two. None of us are perfect. By saying sorry, we're actually acknowledging our role in that disagreement or hurt, taking responsibility for it, not blaming others and circumstances. I think children often blame others. Research has shown that apologizing is crucial to our mental and even physical health. Receiving the apology has noticeable physical effects on the person.
Mm.
It reduces their blood pressure, their heart rate, and their breathing becomes steadier. Emotionally, they heal emotionally because they are acknowledged by the wrongdoer. And it may even open the door to forgiveness by allowing them to have empathy for you if you're the one who's hurt them. For the person apologizing, and this is why I think it's important for us to learn, it heals us from remorse and shame. When we know we've hurt another person, it can become a conversation, I don't know if it's happened to you, that goes on and on in your head, on repeat. And then we carry that guilt and may even become emotionally and physically ill. By apologizing and taking responsibility, making amends if possible, we heal ourselves from guilt, and it helps us remain emotionally connected, which is so important for us, to our friends and loved ones. I actually see this in confession. People come in and they seem to visibly change in front of me depending on how much guilt they carry.
Mm.
They look lighter when they leave. There's one more thing. Because it's uncomfortable for most people, it can act as a deterrent, reminding us not to repeat that act. It causes us to practice what I call the pause. Think, pause before we speak and act. From a spiritual perspective, apologizing and, if necessary, making amends affirms self-honesty, helps us transcend ego-affirming and ego-protective tendencies. And by admitting we're wrong, I believe it opens up honest relationships with ourselves and others and the higher power. One article I read suggests that the power of confession, like that of apology, lies in re-establishing our connection with who we truly want to be. Mm. I really like that because it gives the power back to us to connect with our wiser, kinder, and more honest parts of ourselves. And if we need to say sorry today, let's just do it. It takes a few minutes of courage and discomfort. And we will have a better day, and so will the person we apologize to.
There you go. So don't worry about saying sorry. Say it if it's appropriate and makes you feel better. Don't be scared of it. Shona, of course, will be back on Sunday for a full half an hour between 6 and 6.30. And that's on Hot 102.7. And then she'll be on our socials from around about 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.